Good.
Welcome to Moolah Matters with Ina. This year's Black Friday weekend was expected to bring in record sales, and consumers did not disappoint. The highest single transaction reflected on digital payment platform Ozo's dashboard amounted to an eye-watering 818,000 rand for a travel package. And according to Payfast's Black Friday data, one shopper paid more than 627,000 on a single purchase. Consumers were expected to spend about 7 billion rand more this Black Friday, despite battling to make ends meet, as many of them saved up to spend their money on household essentials and other necessities. Research by the Bureau of Market Research, conducted on behalf of retail finance provider Capital Connect, indicated that Black Friday spending was expected to increase from 19 billion rand in 2022 to 26.6 billion rand this year. Now, the question is, what did consumers spend their money on, and how much did they spend? Today, I chat to Tumelo Ramagondo, Head of Credit Card at Standard Bank South Africa, to find out how Black Friday went for South African consumers. Welcome to Melo.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having me, and good afternoon to your listeners as well.
Tell me, Tumelo, did sales break the 10 million mark as you expected during the Black Friday weekend this year?
Yes, we definitely went above the 10 million mark in terms of transactional volume as we had actually expected this year. Obviously, there was a slightly different, I guess, trend this year. To say, though the volumes increased significantly, we did see that the average sort of transaction amount this Black Friday was slightly lower. But in terms of the volumes that we did expect, we definitely went above, I mean, the 10 million mark.
Okay. And tell me, how much did Standard Bank clients spend on Black Friday this year?
Yeah, so again, I'll only just talk only from a POS perspective, and not necessarily including sort of cash pieces, but overall we spent I'll say over a billion, I mean 5 billion, during this Black Friday. Obviously, that amount is pretty much from Friday all the way up until Cyber Monday, in terms of what we've been observing. Yes.
What was the single highest transaction you recorded?
Single highest transaction was about 900,000, so that one is an interesting one, because we're still trying to decipher if this person is running a business on the side or something. But we it relates to a purchase on sort of agriculture related products, because we can see the merchant that they spent on sells a lot of agriculture sort of products, chemicals, tanks, etc., etc. But yeah, it happened on Friday, actually quite earlier on Black Friday, where the transaction actually went through.
I see. And what was the biggest amount a single individual spent at various places on Friday?
So, just on Friday or throughout the weekend?
All throughout the weekend.
Yes. Okay, so throughout the weekend, it was about 1.6 million, that we saw, and that was in sort of it was actually spent on retailers like sort of a Makro or a Game. So this individual is actually potentially purchasing stuff in bulk. And again, I guess it also raises the question: is this only for single spend? Is it stock fails? Is it someone that is also running a side business? But that was sort of the cumulative sort of higher spend that we actually saw go through this past weekend.
And what was the highest number of transactions by a single consumer?
So the highest number of transactions was about 286. So that's a big number
Oh.
that we saw. Those transactions totaled almost just over half a million in total, and it seems to be travel and tourism related. So someone that is actually booking some, I don't know, accommodations, et cetera, but that was the single sort of biggest transaction we saw come from a single consumer.
Melo, do you think consumers were in a good financial position to spend on Black Friday specials?
So I think it was a tough Black Friday, I must say, for consumers, because you can definitely see that there wasn't a lot of I think disposable incomes. The level of spend that you potentially would have expected, especially if we look like way back to the initial Black Friday, you can see that the growth is not as significant as potentially it could have been. But that for me talks to consumers have been going through a period of high inflation, high interest rate. All of that eats into their disposable income. As a result, the key focus is then on what are the key sort of items they need to get. And you can definitely see that spend on essentials was actually quite high this Black Friday in terms of the different categories. I mean, or the main categories where the customer spent more than a quarter of all spend this Friday. I mean, this weekend actually, not just the Friday, went to groceries, which sort of says that customers are being careful about what they're spending and what they're spending on, and they're not necessarily sort of going out there and probably just spending on other sort of luxury type items.
So you could see that that consumers focus more on essentials, such as groceries.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I think if I think back to what our top sort of spend criterias are, you see grocery and supermarkets coming on top. You see retail, clothing, and footwear sort of coming next. Department stores and variety stores comes next, and then we've got restaurants and eating places coming forth. So you could say, I mean, the last one is probably a bit out, but you can also probably put it with as people are spending, they're probably eating as well, and that sort of pushes the numbers up. But those first three are pretty much essentials that individuals need, and that's definitely where they've been spending.
Could you see that there were any consumers who bought luxury items?
So there were consumers that bought some luxury items, but the numbers are really I'm gonna call it fairly low in terms of luxury items, especially when you even look back to 2022. So you're sort of seeing almost a similar trend continuing from there, where luxury is not really top of the list. And I still think that talks to one, the fact that consumers are sort of cash strapped and under pressure, but also I guess you could also argue to what extent are those sort of luxury brands also giving good Black Friday deals that really encourages consumers to spend. But I think that's probably more a secondary issue. I think the main issue is essentials are probably the order of the day, just given where the majority of South Africans find themselves.
Did consumers buy mainly on credit or did they pay cash?
So the cash piece, we're not really able to talk to specifically, given that it never really, I guess, flows through the banking space. All you really see is withdrawals. But what I would say is, we've actually observed that consumers are spending more on their money than they're spending on credit. So if you were to look at the split between debit and credit, like
Yes.
Over 80% of spend, for example, is on the debit card space, which sort of suggests that consumers are actually using their own money for spending as opposed to sort of going for credit. And also, I mean, the other thing one can potentially mention is there wasn't really, and I'm going to call it an out of the norm demand for credit during this period either. And from that perspective, I think we can sort of comfortably say we're not really seeing consumers going out there seeking credit because they're trying to sort of satisfy the Black Friday needs.
Well, it seems that South African consumers have finally grown up.
I think I hope so. I think we if this type of trend sort of continues, it sort of means that I guess consumers are being a little bit more careful with their money. I guess you could also argue that just given the tight economic conditions, high interest rates, high inflation, even consumers are over indebted as well. So most for most consumers, the ability to really go and get that extra credit is also compromised, and as a result, it might also be playing into, I guess, the growth in credit demand that you're actually seeing. So it's not necessarily just that they don't want it, but also even if they did, they potentially wouldn't be able to qualify just given that they're already over indebted.
I see. And tell me, did you see that consumers, where did they prefer to shop? Online or in physical stores?
So overall, I think physical would it still dominates significantly in terms of where consumer spending. Obviously, I mean we didn't see the type of queues and lines that I guess we sort of accustomed to seeing this Black Friday, I think, in many malls, et cetera, et cetera. And part of that or slightly might also be the fact that we did, I mean, there was definitely growth in the in online spend. And you can see that consumers are definitely spending a little bit more in online, especially during Cyber, I think a Cyber Monday, and that could be mostly because most of the deal are actually being offered online, and you've seen almost at the 20% growth there year on year in terms of spend that happened online. But customers are still predominantly in the physical world, but there's definitely good growth in terms of what you're seeing online. And I guess in addition to that, you're also seeing very good growth, for example, on spend that comes through wallets, as we had like over 100% growth on wallet transactions. So that's probably just another dynamic of, I guess, physical presence, but just a different way for spending. Yeah.
Did Standard Bank have any complaints about fraud on Black Friday and up to Cyber Monday?
Yeah, so for now, nothing significant as yet. Obviously, we do our own sort of fraud monitoring as and when consumers are transacting. We try and predict whether or not we think the transactions are fraudulent, and there are transactions that we would have actually prevented fraud for. But in terms of reporting, I think it will probably take just a few more days before we can actually have actual cases of fraud being reported because of how the sort of the whole banking system works when you transact and when customers actually do report some of this, because some actually only sees it when the statement comes through, et cetera, et cetera. So we they are I mean we've got pre I mean like a proactive monitoring where we actually try and prevent these things, and we did do that during this period, but we obviously are expecting that at a later stage customers might actually come forward and say maybe there are some instances that they've seen.
I see. Tumela, tell me, did you buy anything on Black Friday?
A bit of grocery, but that was pretty much it. And I had to make sure that the kids have got lunch food for lunch this week, so I went out to get some groceries, but that was pretty much it. I mean, very little, something just to last me for a couple of weeks, and that was pretty much it.
Camilo, thank you
It's
so much for sharing your thoughts with us today.
No, thanks a lot, and thanks for having me.